Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. You know that feeling when you're holding it all in? Like a pressure cooker about to explode. Well, today we're diving deep into something super important. Creating a safe space for your emotions. Think of it like this. Our emotions are like wild horses. They need to run free sometimes. But if they're constantly trapped and ignored, things can get messy. That's where building a safe space comes in. It's about giving yourself permission to feel whatever you're feeling, without judgment or fear. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Logan, emotions are scary. Trust me, I get it. But bottled up emotions can lead to anxiety, stress, and even physical problems. By creating a safe space, you're not just letting yourself feel better, you're actually building resilience and emotional intelligence. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build your own emotional sanctuary. 1. Start with self-compassion. Imagine talking to a good friend who's going through a tough time. Would you berate them? Heck no. You'd offer support and understanding, right? Well, treat yourself with the same kindness. Acknowledge your emotions without criticism. They are valid, even the uncomfortable ones. 2. Find your release rituals. Everyone processes emotions differently. Some people journal, others dance, some bake. Find what works for you. Maybe it's taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or simply breathing deeply. The key is to find healthy outlets that allow you to express and release your feelings. 3. Practice active listening. This one might sound counterintuitive, but actively listening to yourself is crucial. Pay attention to your false sensations, and even the physical expressions of your emotions. What are you feeling? Where do you feel it in your body? The more aware you become, the better equipped you are to manage those feelings. 4. Set boundaries. You don't have to share everything with everyone all the time. It's okay to say no to situations that drain your energy or trigger negative emotions. Protect your emotional space by setting healthy boundaries with others. Remember, it's not selfish, it's self-care. 5. Seek support when you need it. Sometimes, we need a little help navigating the emotional roller coaster. That's where friends, family, or even a therapist can come in. Don't hesitate to reach out for support when you need it. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells, afraid to express your true feelings? I get it. We live in a world that often pressures us to put on a brave face and hide our vulnerabilities. But what if I told you that embracing your emotions is actually the key to living a more authentic and fulfilling life? Take my friend Sarah, for example. She was always super successful at work but constantly stressed and anxious. She felt like she had to be on all the time putting on this perfect persona. But behind closed doors, she was feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. Then she started practicing mindfulness and journaling. She began to acknowledge her feelings instead of suppressing them. She realized that her anxiety stemmed from a fear of failure and a need for constant approval. By allowing herself to feel those emotions without judgment, Sarah was able to understand the root cause and start addressing them. Now, she's more confident in expressing herself both personally and professionally. She's learned to set boundaries and prioritize her well-being. And you know what? She's happier than ever. So remember, creating a safe space for emotional expression is about giving yourself permission to be human. It's about acknowledging the full spectrum of your emotions, the good, the bad, and everything in between. By doing so, you'll not only find greater inner peace, but also build stronger relationships, make bolder decisions, and live a life that is truly your own. Remember, you are worthy of feeling safe, seen, and heard. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one small step you can take today to create a safer emotional space for yourself. Maybe it's journaling for 5 minutes before bed, practicing deep breathing exercises, or simply allowing yourself to feel whatever comes up without judgment. Share your thoughts with me. What's your biggest takeaway from today's episode? Let's keep the conversation going on social media. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review, it means the world to me. Until next time, stay strong, stay authentic, and keep chasing those stoic vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.